Smith, who ran that 65-yarder down there, came out of the game for a while, probably needed to catch his breath. And Guano only picks up two or three. Smith back into the game now.
Yeah, good job by the Sheridan front line on that. But we've said that a couple times, and the next play they run it 15 or 20 yards up the middle. So
I feel good about this one, though, Andy. I think the Chargers are going to get the big stop here. I feel it. 2:07, the clock is running here in the third quarter. Boy, wouldn't it be great to get a big stop or a fumble recovery here and march it into score. That's in the shotgun formation. He turns, he gives to Anderson, who's got lots of room. Nick Ryan comes up, misses the tackle. Chase Althoff finally brings him down, but not before Smith picks up 7 yards. He'll be short of the first down about 4 yards. Again, the Chargers in position to make a play and just cannot make the tackle.
Yeah, that time he just spun away and just tried to Altenhoff, and he's been all over it. He's needed to be, no matter where the tackle's made on the field, it seems like Altenhoff has been on that. So, yeah, the Chargers need to fly the ball better. They need to find the ball better, and if I'm Mount Pleasant, I'm running it on 3rd and 4 right here.
Big down for the Charger defense. Actually, it's closer to 5 here. It's a long 4. Ball spotted right across the 40-yard line. Hess is in shotgun formation, twins to the near side. Hess turns, gives to Anderson, and Chargers are in the backfield, but they can't make the tackle. And Anderson picks up the first down.
Wow. Now they had him. They had him again. Mount Pleasant player down. Oh, got up there. Yeah, Sheridan was there. They flew the ball, and they couldn't make the tackle, and he fell forward. Another first down, and now you have to stop him 3 more times, which is growing nearly impossible.
The Chargers were in the backfield, had him wrapped up, and somehow Smith was managed to get that 5 yards. The Chargers, once again, just cannot get off the field on defense here. 1st and 10, ball right at the 46-yard line. And Hess is in the shotgun with twins to his far side. And a turn, and he's going to roll to his left. He's going to throw left, and that's incomplete. That pass intended for Canby. Nice job by Quinn Storm coming up to make the hit. Canby can't hold on to it. Only was going to be about a 2-yard gain there.
Yeah, I don't really even get the point of those old 2-yard outs. Sheridan can't stop the run. Why would you throw a Quinn Storm anyway? He's been the best cornerback on the field out there. It's questionable play calling, but I guess you got to keep the Chargers guessing, and I bet they go right back to the run this play.
Nice job by the Sheridan defense, though. That's what you got to do. You got to start off on that first down defensive stand. You got to put them in 2nd and long right away. Mm-hmm. It's 2nd and 10. Now the Charger defense has got to step up again. Look for Smith off the left or right side. You know he's going to run it. I believe they're going to run. I think you're right, Andy. Canby goes in motion. This is the same play they've run 2 or 3 times this possession. Here's Smith. Oh, it's a fake. He's going to roll out and throw it again. He's looking deep. He's throwing deep. He's got a man open. It's caught. Pushed down. Still on his feet. To the 20, 15, 10, all the way down to the 40-yard line.
Wow. And now a big pass play. I mean, those have been rare, but he was wide open.
That's their leading receiver on the season. That's his first grab of the night. Cole Phillips, wide open on the flat. They faked the give to Smith. And just wide open.
Yeah.
Another missed tackle by the Chargers near the 20-yard line, and then Phillips nearly got in the end zone.
Yeah, he nearly didn't. That's the second Panther that seemed flying towards the goal line. And that, again, 2nd and 10. We couldn't make a stop.
So 28 seconds to go in the third quarter, and Hess lines up in the shotgun. He's probably trying to get his guys going here quickly. Here's the turn. We give to Anderson, who's going to try the left side. Chargers get him down, but I don't think before he gets the touchdown, Mount Pleasant.
Yeah, I don't think he got in, but I think they were going to get in anyway. So, man, at this point, probably better off hoping for a missed extra points than stopping them. Their offense is running right through us.
Well, at this pace, Andy, we cannot trade 7 for 7 each time. We've got to make a stand. We've got to make something happen on defense. You cannot say that the Chargers have not had opportunities to make it happen on defense. They just have not made the plays.
No, they haven't. Let's hope for a block kick or something here.
So Guana lines up the kick. The kick is on its way. It's up. Flags fly out.
It doesn't. It was offside on Sheridan. Someone tried to come in off the edge.
Offside on Sheridan again. So Mount Pleasant in this position. Up 8 right now. Do you go for 2 to go up 10? Do you go up? Do you just kick the extra point to go up 1 or 9? Sorry.
I don't know. I think that 9 is as good as 10.
Yeah, I agree.
But if
you go for 2 and you don't get it, it's an 8-point game. That's still 1 possession game.
Yeah.
So I got to believe that Coach Striegel is going to just kick the extra point here.
Yeah. Now, I'll say that a few of these extra points have been pretty close to going wide left. He pulled that one. I'm not sure if that one would have even been good.
And I know that the refs are talking about this, and they're going to talk to Coach Striegel here. I know our referee back in the booth, Jim Franks, he actually texted me after the last time we were in this position with the offsides on Sheridan and said, it's a dead ball. They have to replay it. I'm not sure what the Zebras are talking about with Coach Striegel right now. It's kind of hard to see what they're saying. Everybody's nodding, and it looks like everybody's happy. But we'll see. There's not been any indication on the field as to what they're going to do here.
And I'm almost, if you're rooting for Sheridan, you're almost hoping to kick it.
And they're going to decline the penalty, which would have moved the play up a yard and a half. They declined, and they're just going to kick it from the same spot.
Okay. I don't know. I thought he was saying that maybe the kick was going to be no good. I don't know. They're kicking it from the same spot, though.
Well, the same spot. They could have moved up a yard and a half. He's got plenty of leg, I'll tell you that. Guana, another flag flies. Sheridan perhaps offsides once again. And it looks like that's going to be the case. Offsides once again. Okay. So you decline it again and kick it, line it up, kick it the same.
Yes. They keep declining them. Yep.
Penalty is declined. Well, let's
do it again.
You know what? At this rate, just jump offsides again. Make them kick it. Keep making them
kick it. Maybe slow him down.
He's going to try to wear out his leg here.
Oh, here we go.
Guana has been all over the field tonight.
Third time
for the Panthers. And lining up, here's the snap, and the kick is on its way. It's good again. Boy, he is a great kicker. And that makes the score back to a 9-point game. It's the Panthers, 36, the Chargers, 27. But an offensive game, ladies and gentlemen, with 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. You've got it here listening to Charger Football on Thunder Country, KIIC. Andy, we have any more sponsors we need to get shout-out?
I don't think so, but I want to give another freebie to Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery Store and Homemade Candy. The candy is fresh made in the store, and they will ship anywhere. Piper's for your fresh deli sandwiches made to order, fresh donuts daily, and an old-fashioned grocer. They are proud to support the Sheridan Chargers. Now, I'm going to get a... My phone's dying a little bit. I was hoping to catch a couple of scores, and I see you're trying to do the same thing.
Yeah, we'll see. The Thunderbolt app from the KIIC, what a great thing to have on a Friday night. We got a lot of scores. Alvia 53, North Pole 21, they're starting to pull away. And some of the other games in question, Valley, boy, over number one Dowling, 24-7. That's a big game. That's a big rivalry. Oskaloosa-Saydell, 31-24. Oskaloosa just up on Saydell by 7. And the kickoff is fielded by Derek Lang as he fields at the 10, comes to the near side. He's not going to be able to get away from a Mount Pleasant defender, and he's going to be brought down right at the 20-yard line. And in Pella tonight, Pella 28, Norwalk 7. That's Sheridan's homecoming phone in 2 weeks from tonight. And other scores around the area, Carlisle 37, Knoxville 21, starting to pull away there in Knoxville. And other scores, let's see what we can find here.
Oh, I saw Harmony's down.
Harmony's down. That's hometown Harmony for Andy. Oskaloosa, our opponent next week, that's one to keep an eye on there. Oskaloosa 31, Saydell 24. That's going to be a big one to keep our eye on here as we head into this last quarter. But not over yet. 10 seconds to go in the third quarter, and the Chargers on the move once again. Quinn Storm back to pass out of the shotgun. Fires over the middle of the field. It's intercepted and running for a touchdown, actually down to the 10. Spencer White, we've said his name a lot. He's been lined up on T.J. Hawkinson. We've said it many times. He's been close all night, and he's jumping around. He did it there.
He's been jumping, and he knew where it was going. And that's also one of the problems. As successful it is for the Sheridan Chargers to go back to the wall with Hawkinson, those are going to jump the
penalty flag. I think this is after the interception, perhaps.
It's going to be on Mount Pleasant. So, well, that's at least a little break for the Sheridan defense, but... I mean, Sheridan can score fast, so if the defense could just start stopping Mount Pleasant, but that's the big question of the day is when are they going to do that?
Well, no time bigger than right now, Andy. 2.1 seconds to go here in the third quarter, and the Sheridan hanging on, down by 9. They've got to get some stats and they've got to get some scores, and they're in trouble here if Mount Pleasant scores again. It'd be a block in the back on the return on that interception. And that'll push it back to the 27-yard line. And Hess back, gives to Anderson, who's had all sorts of room. He's around the left side, lots of room by Anderson, and he's going to take it into the end zone. There is a penalty flag. This will come back.
This is coming back. That's a block in the back or a hold.
But, again, they're just gouging.
Stanford right to the end zone.
They just have all kinds of room. And they're, you know, I think we were a little deceived by their speed, Andy. We came into the game thinking we were kind of similar. I think they're much faster than us on offense as far as their backs.
Yeah, and I looked at the stats from last game at Keokuk, and I saw that they ran for, had a couple guys run for over 100 yards, but I didn't expect this. I didn't expect how quick they were going to be. I mean, the Sheridan defense hasn't been able to stop them, but you got to give credit to these running backs. They are quick.
So the ball spotted right back at the 27-yard line, and another bullet dodge as big play after big play has just really hurt the Chargers. The Chargers are going to take a defensive timeout. Coach Lee Kane, rather, the defensive coach, out in the huddle. Coach Smizer comes out. They are pleading with their team. Actually, we're at the end of the third quarter. They're pleading with their team to make a stand here. All you listening back at home, we need the Chargers to make a big stand here if we're going to stay in this game. The Chargers down 9 as we begin the fourth quarter.
And I got to say, defensively, this could be for the first couple of teams. Didn't have the offenses that I think were expected coming into the year, Centerville and Davis County, and so I think it felt like we were just shutting them down. And I wouldn't have expected a defensive breakdown this game. I would have expected the defense to stop Mount Pleasant, and if you had told me that Mount Pleasant would have 36 points at the end of the third, I wouldn't have believed you. So.
Yeah, Mount Pleasant, this is their season high for points, obviously. They lost to Minneapolis, which is highly ranked, in 2A, 35-6. They lost to Ottumwa, a 4A school, 48-21. And last week they squeaked by Keokuk, 19-13. So this has been their offensive coming out party here. And their offense has been impressive, Andy. I'm very impressed with their offense, their offensive line, their speed. And their running backs have just been able to pretty much run wherever they want.
Yeah, and they have a young team. They don't have a lot of seniors. They're all like Sheraton. So a lot of these kids are going to be back playing against each other next year. I believe they go with a home and home, right? We'll host them next year. Is that how it goes?
We will host them at Reynolds Field next year about this time. So that'll be another great matchup next year. We've had a great one here, and we still have 12 minutes to go, folks. Anything can happen. Chargers down 9, but looking to get back in it. A fumbled snap. Anderson picks it up and is lucky to get the ball back. And actually he's going to lose one or two. He's knocked to the ground pretty hard. He's slow to get up.
And there's a small break. So it's going to be 2nd and 12. And this is a perfect opportunity for the Sheridan defense to do something.
Lots of one, probably a long one, call it two. And again, 2nd and long for the Panthers. And the Chargers needing to get a stop desperately here. Boy, you can't stop them here. It's going to be uphill sledding here. Mm-hmm. Down 16 or 17 possibly. 15 or 16 after this possession. The delayed handoff to Smith. He's got all sorts of room up the middle. He's close to the first down yardage. Boy, that was kind of a delayed draw. A nice looking play by Mount Pleasant.
Yeah, that was a good draw on that. That gave the offensive lineman time to push back the Sheridan defensive lineman. And we're lucky that they fumbled that snap because now we got one shot here. 3rd and 2. Wow, they're probably in 4th down territory. I don't know. So
Holding on. All right, fellas.
Well, the two breaks in one drive. You got to
white team.
Capitalize.
White team, they are helping us out. We've got to take advantage of this. It's got to be now, white team. Come on, Chargers.
And that's
one too.
It's 2nd and 20
almost.
20 almost. And so are they going to keep running the ball? They've got a few downs to get 20 yards. Or are they going to test the arm here? Got the quarterback.
And the Hess back in shotgun formation. One receiver to the far side and one to the near side. Hess back to pass, the lefty. Deep drop. This is a screen. Looks at his running back. This is a new face, number 46. Nice job by T.J. Hawkinson. Boy, he wasn't going to slip out of that screen.
Wow.
A nice play by Mount Pleasant, but he only is going to get about 4 yards on that play. Nice job by T.J. Hawkinson coming up and meeting Noah Brown, the running back, on that screen.
Great job by T.J. Hawkinson. He blew up that play. I was about to say, if you're a defensive lineman that hasn't gotten in the backfield and you get in the backfield that easily, you know something's up, and Hawkinson stayed at home there, and he absolutely plastered the running back on that play.
So big down, third and 16 now. I'm sure Mount Pleasant probably thinking four down territory here, so they wouldn't need to necessarily get all of it. Clock is running, just over 10 minutes left to go in the game. Chargers down 9. Hess back to pass, looking left, throwing left. He's got a receiver that's open. Man, five, touchdown. Mr. White, in for the Mount Pleasant touchdown.
Wow. That was a good pass. He fed it into a couple of steering defenders, and again, too much speed. Chargers couldn't stop it.
Just a little slant pattern by Spencer White, who's come up big here late. He's had all sorts of trouble on defense with T.J. Hawkinson. He made the interception there just a few minutes ago, and then the long touchdown pass, the 38-yard touchdown pass. And that makes the score 42-27 with the kick coming from Glada. Snap is down. Kick is on its way. It was definitely long enough. Just at 10 minutes to go in the game. Mount Pleasant 43, Sheraton 27.
Yeah. It's still technically two possessions in an offensive game. 16 points obviously wouldn't be unheard of in 10 minutes, but what I'd be worried about it is you still have to have the defense or the special teams to get the ball back for your offense. So let's hope that Sheraton can score early. You got to remember, last possession for the Chargers, you had Spencer White jumping T.J. Hawkinson's route, getting the interception. And so let's hope for a bigger turn, although I wouldn't be surprised if Mount Pleasant elects to kick it out of bounds and make sure it's in front of the 35 again.
So no big changes as we look at our Thunderbolt app on scores. The scores around the area remaining around the same. In the fourth quarter, Oskaloosa clinging to a 7-point lead over Sadell. That's one Andy and I are going to keep our eye on here as we'll travel to Oskaloosa, Iowa, the Lacey Complex next week as the Chargers travel to the Indians, and that'll be their homecoming. So big game next week in Oskaloosa, regardless of whatever happens tonight in Sadale or Mount Pleasant. Here's the kickoff, and that's going to be in the back of the end zone for a touchback. Guana, boy, I don't know at this point, the game's not over, but there's been a lot of big plays by Mount Pleasant. You can say Guana's been a player of the game if it stays the same. Definitely Smith has been a big player. Spencer White has come up big here late.
I think the Sheridan coaches are going to cringe at the offensive stats for Mount Pleasant after this. And Guana, yeah. I can't believe, well, now that I think about it, why kick it out of bounds when you just kick it through the end zone like you just did? He's an incredible athlete.
Yeah, just a great kicker. We said his name a lot. We haven't really told you. He's a senior, 5'10", 175. He's put together pretty well. And Dylan Sanders on first down runs to the left side and maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage. Sheraton has to kind of move quickly here. Still plenty of time for anything to happen. A game of turnovers, which Sheraton hasn't had a turnover yet on Mount Pleasant. We've given them one. We haven't taken one. And we've got to move quickly here. We've got 80 yards to go for a touchdown.
Yeah, and we need a big play. There's no doubt about it. The clock's running, and we're going to have to get the passing game going.
T.J. Hawkinson in the tight end position on the line. And Quinn Storm rolls out to his right. He's looking that way. Hawkinson has it and caught it to 30. He's wrapped up and brought down, but not before he gets about to the 30. That's going to be close to the first down yardage. Mount Pleasant cheering section here. They're pretty happy about that. T.J. took a big hit there, actually. Held on to the ball.
Yeah, they're excited to see him finally take a big hit, and hopefully he's all right there. So,
but the good thing is you didn't see one person take down T.J. Hawkinson. There was five or six Mount Pleasant Panthers before he finally got on the ground. That talks about how big and physical and strong T.J. Hawkinson is.
Yeah, and you're going to have that a lot this season. You're going to have a lot of defenders need to take down Hawkinson. I would look for a third and one. This is a good time to go for the big play. I know that you'd like to get the first down, but this should open up the longer passes here. And so let's see who they trust in their big plays.
And penalty flag fly. We are just getting word. And, boy, this would be a big, big loss for the Chargers. Derek Lang on the sideline with a possible broken hand, broken thumb.
Oh, no.
So Derek Lang, he's not been in for a while on a procedure call against the Chargers. That hurts, too, because the third and very short now turns into third and six.
Yeah, man, broken hand or thumb. We would hope it's not a broken hand for Derek Lang. That's one of the Sheraton Chargers' premier player in about any sport. So hopefully he's okay.
Sheraton trainer, athletic trainer Nicole Messimer is on the far sideline looking at attending to Derek, as is Dr. Chris or I'm sorry, that's Dr. Cohen on the sideline. So they're going to give him a look, but the Chargers have plenty of work to do here. 8:15 to go, and 3rd and 6. Looking left, throwing left, throwing for Aaron Kane. That's caught by Aaron Kane. First down, nice pitch and catch. Aaron Kane, and one of those receivers that's going to have to step up and make some plays here as we get into district play. First down for the Chargers. Boy, a sigh of relief there on the 3rd and long. That would have been a big play if we couldn't have got the first down.
Yeah, and that's good to see Aaron Kane making that catch and then moving the chains. And as I said, I'd still for sure, you know, that clock's ticking out. You got to look for the big play. Right now they're just hoping to hit one of those outs and turn it up the field for a long touchdown.
So off the play action, actually, that's to give to Sanders, who barrels forward for maybe 4, maybe 5. And so 2nd and about 5, call it 6, as the clock continues to run. And, boy, there's got to be a little more urgency. The tempo, in my opinion, needs to speed up just a little bit here as the clock continues to run. And the Chargers down 16. That's 3 possessions.
Yeah, well, or 2 if they get
two possessions.
Yeah,
2 possessions. I'm not a major. Your wife
is. She's not here.
She's not here to check. Trips to the near side. Quinn Storm in the shotgun formation. And Hawkinson goes in motion. And looks like maybe a broken play of sorts, as that looks very confusing by the Charger offense.
Quinn Storm got nailed. He's down.
Quinn Storm, actually, T.J. Hawkinson went in motion, but it looked like kind of a discombobulated play there.
I don't know. Storm's a tough kid, and he got up. But, wow. That's tough. And a couple of his brothers are kids that play football here, and they take some pretty big hits, especially in Sheridan District here. They're going to get roughed around, and I'm surprised he hopped up from that because he got hit hard.
So 3rd and 6 now, another big play for the Charger offense. Got Twins to the far side. Quinn's looking that way. Pumps short. Throws long. He's got Charlie Palmer on the far side. It gets up nearly gone. And another penalty flag comes in.
Yep.
And you said it, Andy. That was pass interference.
Absolutely.
Charger first down.
Yeah, that was pass interference. And that was a little underthrown by Storm after taking that big hit. But if you don't get your head around, that's 100% pass interference every time.
So the Chargers refused to go quietly into the night here, down 16 points, but still fighting for their lives here in Mount Pleasant. And a big pass interference call there will move the ball up to the 50-yard line.
Yeah, I like that you went with they went with a different receiver for the deep ball. Of course, Hawkinson has got a lot of defenders on him, as he always will, but it's good to get the ball spread around with these receivers.
So a big first down at midfield, and the give is now to a new back. That's Kobe Richmond. Some new Chargers in the lineup here.
Yeah, Kobe had went in motion there in the old counter play, jet sweep type play, and that's one of the better rushing plays that Sheridan's had all night.
So about a 6-yard gain from Kobe Richmond. That's a little change of pace, a little different runner there, and the Chargers on the move. 6:30 left to go in the game, though. The Chargers down 16. Quinn Storm back in the shotgun. Drops back, looks right, throws right. Hawkinson's there. Hawkinson bobbles it, catches it, down to the 20, and he's finally knocked out of bounds at the 18-yard line. Another acrobatic catch by T.J. Hawkinson, who bats it in the air, gets flipped around, but still able to gobble that up with his bright orange receiver gloves. If you didn't need to know where T.J. Hawkinson was on the field as a 6'5", 220-pound end, look for the orange gloves.
Yeah, that's another great catch. Ball with great concentration, and he probably got 5 or 6, 4 yards after the catch. And that puts Sheridan in the red zone. 6:18 left. Still some time here.
So the Chargers need a score, and the Chargers need a stop and another score. They have to have those two-point conversions as well. Going to the far side. One receiver to the near side is Stevenson, and Sanders is the lone back. The rollout by Quinn Storm is running left. He's got all sorts of room. He's going to tuck and run. He's got the push down. He's near the goal line. Quinn Storm into the end zone. Touchdown, Chargers.
Great play by Quinn Storm. He was going to the pylon. He sidestepped the defensive back and dove in more towards the center of the end zone. So great play. And, hey, going for 2 now.
What a big play that was. 6 minutes to go in the game. Still plenty of time. The Chargers lining up for the extra point.
Ooh,
looks
no,
like they're
no.
just going to maybe just be content to score one. Make it a 9-point game. But now they're going to talk about it.
Yeah,
and talk about it. I think that's a wise choice by Coach Smizer.
Very wise choice. He was occasionally have kicked the extra point here and only be up 9. And now they got to figure out what play to call. Jerome Sanders hasn't got the ball in a while and has only 2 yards needed. I wonder if they'll go with him or obviously you always know Hawkins is an option.
Well, if you kick the extra point, you go down 9. You still need 2 scores there.
Exactly, yeah.
If you don't get the 2-point conversion, you're down 10.
And still need 2 scores.
Exactly.
So really no point.
There's no point in kicking this, and it looks like that's what the personnel change that has come onto the field now has made that change. And the Chargers obviously now will go for 2.
Yep. Well, you know there's going to be a couple open receivers if they go at the pass play here. Because there's going to be 2 guys on Hawkinson. Look for, let's see, I'm not sure if Bradley Kretzinger is out there. Aaron Kane is definitely an option on here. Or as I said, the run with Dylan Sanders. He hasn't got the ball in a little while. He might be rested enough to just punch it in here.
So thinking ahead to this kickoff, Andy, my gears are already rolling here. Do you even attempt? There's still plenty of time, but we have not been able to stop.
Onside kick, there's no reason to even if it was a tie game.
You and onside. Absolutely. Oh, my, that's risky.
Okay,
we'll see what happens here. Big 2-point conversion now. Quinn Storm in the shotgun formation, and he's rolling. He's going to throw a little pop pass to T.J. Hawkinson. It's tipped away. Spencer White. It's come up big in the second half. Tipped that one away from Hawkinson. That leads it at a 10-point game. Nice play call by the Chargers. Just a little tight end pop pass, just right over the middle looking for Hawkinson. Kind of just threw it up at the back of the end zone. Probably could have thrown it up a little higher. DJ, the 6'5" receiver, probably could have gone up for that.
Yeah, Quentin Spencer Wright, a little bit of a favor, throwing it low enough to where Spencer Wright is a tall kid, but not as big as T.J. Hawkinson. And he just got a finger on it, or it would be an 8-point game. And now, 100%, you got to try something here. It doesn't seem like we're going to stop them anyway. We only got 2 timeouts left. And so I say you got to take your chances. Well, what better time to try an onside kick? They probably know it's coming, but not enough time to get 2 stops here.
Well, Mount Pleasant lined up to receive the onside kick here, it looks like. Chargers haven't shown anything on the formation. I'm going to go anti what you say. I think they're going to kick it away. I think they're going to kick it away or just kind of loop one over here where there's not a lot of Mount Pleasant receivers. And Eddie's going to kick it. It's an onside kick. It takes a good bounce. A good bounce, and the whistle blows.
The whistle blowing.
This is going to be an offside, I believe, on Sheraton. It is.
Sheraton had it.
Oh, my. What a great call. And what a good call, Andy.
Great. That was a great kick, too. I mean, that's exactly what you want to do. Had one Panther had his hands on it, and he got blown up. I couldn't see the players that were involved in that, but might as well try again now. Now, funny, it's only got to go 10 yards, right, even though they're back to 5. It's not 15 yards now.
No, still just the 10 yards, so Mount Pleasant moves up to the 45-yard line. Sheraton still has to kick it to the 45, but do you do it again, or do you try to snatch him off guard?
Yeah, maybe at least go to a different side, pooching it over.
Here's the run-up by Rodigan. It's still an onside try. And another offside. And Coach Chris Meiser takes his headset. He's right after that official on the far side. Yeah. I don't know who that was again. I couldn't see anybody offside, but
I'm glad there was an offside there though, because I think Mount Pleasant was gonna recover that, and it just looks like one guy from Mount Pleasant, number 30, let's see if I can find
Zach Ebling.
Zach Ebling. Both times he's been He scooped it, and there really haven't been any other Panthers around him. They're kind of standing flat-footed, so he's been taking the Chargers 1-1 on 4 or 5.
How would you like to be Zach Ebling right there? He stands right in front of Eddie Rodney. He knows what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
He just fielded that one, but the whistle blows. They've got to kick it again.
Yep.
I don't know if Sheraton does it again here. I think they have to kick it. They have to pooch kick this one over the line, I think.
Yeah.
Here's the run-up, and he does. He's going to kick this one back, and the back receiver nearly knocks the official down. Actually does. Running down the far sideline almost for a touchdown. Charlie Palmer is able to drag him down at the 35-yard line. That's almost the equivalent of the onside kick in that formation. The kick goes up, and the receiver for Mount Pleasant number 22, Deshundrick Foster, knocks the official down and then nearly runs it in for a touchdown.
The official almost gave a good play to Sheridan because he definitely stalled Foster and gave the Chargers enough time to get down there. But the I like the pooching it over the line. That one was kicked a little bit too far for my spiking, though. Need to shorten it up, and then we might have recovered it, and it might have worked out even better than a regular onside kick.
So a short field for the Panthers here, and the Chargers desperately need something to happen on defense. Hess back in the shotgun. You bet you're going to see a lot of runs now as Mount Pleasant wants to just milk the clock.
Oh, wow.
And Smith is going to run in for the touchdown.
Chargers defense just can't touch him. That's really the bottom line, and he's running right through. So we need this. Either some more linebackers out there or...
Smith, here's what happened. Smith ran directly into his line, had nowhere to go. Again, Sheraton there doesn't make the play and runs it in for the touchdown. The touchdown is going to stand, I believe. There is a penalty after the play, an unsportsmanlike conduct on Mount Pleasant. I don't know what happened, but maybe some jarring happened after the play.
Yeah, I think it was a taunting penalty.
And the play will stand, the touchdown will stand, although Coach Kurtzmeiser wants to talk about it. The play was thrown in after the touchdown, so the touchdown will stand. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you what, though. If touchdown stands, that flag could still be a big flag because, unless I was on Sheraton, because they're getting pretty close, I'd imagine it was a taunting penalty. It would be 15 yards back.
But I believe that the penalty... is on the ensuing kickoff, maybe? Jim, if you're listening, help us out. The penalty was a good call. We're going to get a text here in just a second from Jim, I'm sure. The penalty came after the touchdown. It was unsportsmanlike conduct against the Panthers. And the kick from Guana is up, and it's good. So Mount Pleasant, boy, if you like offense, folks, that scoreboard is just lit up like a Christmas tree tonight.
Yeah.
Mount Pleasant 50... Sheraton 33, 83 points have been scored tonight.
It's crazy. And in the offensive game, but now it's a three-possession game, 17 points. And I was going to say, if you have the choice, I'd have much rather taken that penalty on the extra point because if they miss the extra point, it's still a three-possession game.
And we're getting some good news from the sideline. It appears Derek Lang may not come back into the game, but right now it looks like they have confirmed, or they believe that it's not a broken hand, not a broken thumb. So that's good news.
Good.
But doubtful to see Derek Lang here in the last 5:46 of the game. We did get word from Jim. Thank you, Jim. Frank's back in the studio. On the dead ball penalty, that's on the kickoff, and that's always good to have that clarification. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
So Mount Pleasant will kick off instead of the 40. Or the 35, rather. They'll kick off from the 25.
Now, you wonder if it's going to matter because he's got such a good leg. Nazi, as I like to call him, because I don't think I pronounced his name right. He's still getting my nickname. He could probably still make this to the end zone.
He has been the special teams player of the game, that's for sure. Here's the run-up and the kick. It's a deep kick. This is going to be fielded all the way back to the 20. A great kick. It's bobbled by Sanders, who picks it up, recovers up to the 30. He's going to try to get to the far side of the field, up the far side of the field, gets a block from Nick Ryan, and carries up close to the 40-yard line. So the Chargers now have to move quickly. They've got to score quickly. They've got to have some things happen in their favor. They're down 17 points here to Mount Pleasant with 5:36 to go.
And you said score quickly. Those five, Sheridan's got a lot of pass plays in the playbook. They've got to open up a few of those plays. And as I said, Hawkinson's still going to have guys on him. Do you trust him in double coverage, or do you try and go to one of the other guys?
So it's an area scores. Valley still up on Dowling, 24-21. Quinstorm rolls out, throws to Charlie Palmer, who's in the near side flat. It's incomplete. Some other area schools. Oskaloosa now starting to pull away from Stadale, 37-24. And Pella in charge of Norwalk, 38-14. Carlisle up on Knoxville, 37-21. So some of the area district scores to keep an eye on tonight. We'll still keep an eye on that Oskaloosa score, as that one's a big one as we look to Oskaloosa next week.
And I think a couple of teams to watch for your Sheridan fans, Oskaloosa, Norwalk, and Knoxville will probably be around where we are in the district this year.
It's going to be a log jam as we enter district play next week back in Oskaloosa. The throw to T.J. Hawkinson up near midfield. It's caught for a first down, and what's even better is T.J. Hawkinson gets out of bounds. And so the clock will stop with 5:24. The chains will move, and no panic on that offensive side, but they do need to move quickly. A nice play call by Coach Kurtzmeiser and Lee Sandy. And another reception for T.J. Hawkinson, who is well over 200 yards on the night.
Yeah, well over 200 yards. I'd like to see the leaders in receiving in 3A after this game.
I'm going to predict it's not even close. He has 14 touchdowns now.
Yeah, that one's definitely not close.
Close to 600 yards receiving, not just four games. Here's the shotgun snap. Quinn's looking to his left. He's going to be sacked. Not enough protection there for Quinn to get the pass off, and that's been a problem tonight. Mount Pleasant has been in the backfield most of the night. A big hit by number 41, the linebacker. That's Corey Fitton.
Yeah, and we were talking off the air before the game about your keys of the game that everyone says, and everyone always says control the line, and Mount Pleasant has controlled the line. And no doubt about it, their line's played the best, and that's something that the Chargers need to work on during next week's practices.
So a very impressive showing by Mount Pleasant on the offensive side. Defense has made some plays also. Quinn Storm flushed out of the pocket. As he rolls right, he's throwing right. He's looking for Kobe Richter, and that's going to be intercepted.
Yeah.
Thrown short.
I'll see who got the interception.
Number 30, he got the interception. We called his name Zach Ebling, the onside specialist.
That's why he's on the hands team. That was a great interception. That might write the book on this game because Sharon didn't have a lot of breath left, but it'd be good to see the Sharon defense come out and don't give up a big play. Just keep it close here.
So 4:35 left to go, and I can guarantee, I'm sure that Mount Pleasant will keep this on the ground. And Hess in the shotgun formation. He's going to turn, and he's going to give to Smith. And Smith's going to try the left side. And another missed tackle before Jacob Cohen wrestles him down. And a nice hit by Jacob Cohen.
Big hit. Big hit by Cohen. And man, it's been a rough night for the Charger defense. It is a hard one to swallow, I will say. Non-district games do matter, but it's probably good for the defense to get exposed a little bit in this game, as opposed to in the next few weeks when it has playoff implications.
4 minutes to go here, and regardless of what happens, plenty to work on. And the good news, Andy, really, a lot of good things came out of tonight. Offense still proves to be able to move the ball. Some costly penalties, not being able to score right before halftime hurt. Defensively, like I said, we've been in position to make the plays all night. Just have not made plays.
Yeah, and if there's one thing that Sharon is traditionally good at, it's making good form tackles. I'm sure they'll work on it, and we'll see a new team next week. I expect the defense to play a lot better against Oskaloosa, and it's a district game, as I said, so big playoff implication. I think homecoming is coming up right after that, too, with Norwalk, and Oskaloosa and Norwalk, as I said, they're teams that are close to our skill level, and they'll be fighting for those last playoff spots in the district.
Third and four, ball on the 49-yard line. The clock continues to run at 3:09. The turn in to give Smith. Or no, this is Guamna. And Guamna's going to have first down yardage as he hops, skips, and jumps forward to the 40. And a late flag comes in there. I'm not sure what this is. I think this is another penalty against Mount Pleasant.
Yeah, I think it is.
And we knew that this was going to be a big three-game swing for the Chargers as they travel to Mount Pleasant. That was going to be tough. We have to travel to Oskaloosa on homecoming, another tough game next week, and then travel back home for Norwalk on homecoming. That is a very tough three-game stretch for the Chargers.
Oh, that's a tough three-game stretch, and that it's not going to get any easier. Knoxville's improved this year. As always, Carlisle and Pella are powers in the district. And you want the defense to be playing a little bit better than this. At the end of the season, we're playing Carlisle and Pella. Those teams have great offenses, and Pella scored 60-something points on. I remember they played last week. It was Oskaloosa. Yeah, they scored 60-something points on Oskaloosa. So, as I said, if you're going to get punched in the mouth, this would be the week to do it, and to learn and to realize that the defense isn't as invincible as it probably felt. So the first few games, they've been pretty dominant.
So the clock continues to run now, 2:50. A big penalty moves the ball back. Third and 10 now. Ball on the Mount Pleasant 43-yard line. Hess, long time with that. And this is a screen pass as he's back. He throws a little flip screen to Guana. And Guana has it up to the 50. Still on his feet as he eludes the tackler. He's got the first down. He's still on his feet. Guana to the 20. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown.
Wow.
Guana catches the screen pass on the far side of the field. He comes all the way across to the near side, hops, skips, and jumps forward and through tackles, and races about 57 yards for the touchdown.
I mean, this kid's not even, he's not even the first running back on the team. I think he's like the third string halfback, and he's making so many moves. I mean, it's pretty incredible. I'll make another prediction. If Mount Pleasant's going to play like this offensively, they're going to get one of those playoff spots in the 5th District.
Yeah, I agree. I'm really impressed with their offense tonight. They've been disciplined on offense, and they've just really been able to do what they wanted to do at times. Kick is up, and it's good. 57-33 is our score here in Mount Pleasant at Evans Field. And it's going to be a long trip home on 34, but like we said, a lot of things to work on. You mentioned it. I agree. It's a non-district game. Was it important? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But maybe not the worst thing here is we head back into district play. We're still 1-0 in the district.
Yep.
And a winnable game next week at Oskaloosa, but we've got to shore up some things. We've got to fix some things on defense especially. And we've got to be more effective on offense. We've got to be able to run the ball.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And, you know, running the ball and playing defense, those are the types of things that help you. That's playoff teams. Playoff teams run the ball well. Playoff teams play defense well. And I think that's something that Sharon's got the chance to do. They still got a lot of great athletes. I think this is kind of that effect where you play a few teams that aren't as good as Mount Pleasant, and you get used to just running over people, and you play a real opponent, and sometimes this happens.
Well, it's a wake-up call for the white team, and I guarantee the coaches will have them ready next week as they travel to Oskaloosa. Sanders receives this kick at the 7-yard line and runs up to about the 23-yard line, rather, before he's pushed back to the 20. And with 2:20 left to go in the game, the Chargers will start first and 10.
And now I wonder if the Chargers are going to have the same guys out there. Looks like a few of the starters. It's a good chance. Your offense is working. Might as well try out a few things here. I wouldn't be surprised if we even went back to running the ball, see if we can get some confidence in the running game to close this one out.
So Quinn Storm's still in it at quarterback. He's got receiver to the far side and near side, and the give is to the first man through. That's Cody Stevenson. And Cody Stevenson barrels his way for about three.
Got 2 minutes and 7 seconds left to go in the game. Sharon in no hurry at this point. Just run the offense. See if he can get some yards. And I don't want anyone to get hurt, obviously, especially with Eric Lang already on the sideline.
So just under 2 minutes to go. And like we said, a lot of things to be positive about tonight. Proud of the way the boys fought. Didn't get the stops that they needed, but lots to be able to improve on next week as we go to Oskaloosa. Cody Stevenson up the middle again. Gets to the 30, so pick up of about 5. And what's even better to see, Mount Pleasant's had 2 or 3 unsportsmanlike conducts tonight.
Yeah,
and Sheraton really has kept their cool.
Sheraton has done a good job of keeping their cool, and usually the team that's losing gets the unsportsmanlike conduct. But,
that goes a lot to coaching and to the team as far as keeping their cool, the leaders, the captains really keeping control of their team. It's a tough pill to swallow, especially when you started out 3-0. You haven't been to the playoffs for a long time.
Yep.
The town is excited. It's not easy, and the boys have really fought hard tonight. Here's the reverse to Kobe Richmond. Kobe tries the far side, and he's not going to find anything. He's going to be thrown back for a loss.
And Andrew, to kind of back up the Mount Pleasant unsportsmanlike conduct, I think that is something that I've watched a couple of Harmony games. They play a lot of teams that don't win a lot of games. I don't know the last time Mount Pleasant won a game on this field was. And so you can't really blame them for being confident. And they see that Sharon's a 3-0 team. They probably came out, they're probably thinking about the first game all day, a chance to knock off one of the unbeatens. And they've done a great job. But Sharon's got a resilient offense, a dual threat offense. They run a lot of plays, a lot of guys that can hurt you. So once the defense gets shortened, I think Sharon is definitely still a contender in District 7 to get a playoff spot.
So Sheraton will take a timeout here. They're faced with 4th and 3. And just 19 seconds to go. Any sponsors we need to give a shout out to here before we go off the air here?
Oh, well, we can I think we've got everyone covered. We've given everyone to Lucas County Health Center with the comprehensive therapies, including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services. For your star player, physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center works to help you get back on your feet. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center, getting you back in the game.
And we're going to hope that the Chargers will get back in the game next week as we travel to Oskaloosa, Iowa, the Lacey Complex, a beautiful, beautiful athletic complex, as is the Maple Leaf Complex here in Mount Pleasant. Lacey Complex, just a beautiful field that's only 3 years old, Andy, and an artificial turf that will be a carpet-like next week for our players.
I like it.
Charlie Palmer back to punt, actually, here, and he gets the punt away here. No one back deep for Mount Pleasant as they'll let this bounce. It bounces to about the 30-yard line. Clock still continuing to run, and they'll blow it dead with 8.1. And Mount Pleasant, all they'll need to do here is to victory formation, and then it's time to line up and shake hands.
Yeah, and I will say, I think that people that haven't listened to the game or followed the game, they'll probably look at the score and say 57-33. It was a major league beatdown, but this was a close game. And up until probably the Spencer White interception, I thought Sheridan still had a legitimate chance to get back in this game. And you go back to the end of the first half, that touchdown got taken away, and this was a much closer game than the score indicates. I know it's kind of a cliche thing that people say, but absolutely this was a close game, and the floodgates just opened once Mount Pleasant was up a couple of touchdowns and their offense was on the field.
Yeah, I think you're right. There's really two plays that really stick out. The touchdown called back in the first half, and then the kickoff return for the touchdown and the interception, really. Those three plays were really big plays.
Yeah.
Sheridan fought till the end. It was a great game back and forth. Really fun to call. Our final score here at Evans Field is at Mount Pleasant at the Maple Leaf Athletic Complex. Mount Pleasant 57, Sheridan 33. That's 90 points of offense tonight on the scoreboard. In the fifth meeting ever between the two schools, Mount Pleasant will now take a 4-1 advantage. The players shake hands. A lot of good sportsmanship shown by both squads now and both sets of coaches as Sheridan will head back to Sheridan and head to Oskaloosa next week. So our final here, Andy, I want to thank you once again for coming up from Bonaparte and being a part of the broadcast. Had a lot of fun with you. Always good to see you.
Yeah,
had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's always good to see you, and I'm glad I got to do this with you. It was a lot of fun, and hopefully we'll be able to pick and choose if you guys are ever on the East Coast again, or if I'm in, you need someone, you always got my number, at least my Facebook, and I'll check that every day.
You got it. So our final here, we're going to send it back now. Our final score, Mount Pleasant 57, Sheridan 33. You've got